KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Maine's top election official could face impeachment in reaction to her decision to remove former President Trump from the state's primary ballot.
GOP State Representative John Andrews calls the decision by Democratic Secretary of State Shannon Bellows, in his words, hyper-partisanship on full display, and he vows to pursue an impeachment despite a Democrat-controlled legislature. Bellows, for her part, noted she suspended her decision pending an anticipated appeal. Earlier this month, the Colorado Supreme Court removed Mr. Trump from its ballot based on an interpretation of the 14th Amendment. That decision is also on hold due to appeal, each of which is likely to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, Russia launching a fresh drone assault on Ukraine after promising that strikes on the Russian border city of Belgorod that killed 24 people would not go unpunished. The Ukrainian Air Force said it had shot down 21 of 49 drones launched by Russian forces overnight. With New Year 2024 arriving, presidential elections are scheduled to be held in Ukraine on March 31st. BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg explains why Moscow is trying to affect the outcome.
I think the Russians want a pro-Moscow, pro-Russia government in Kiev. That was their aim 2 years ago when they launched the special military operation. The objective hasn't changed. I think Russia wants to force Ukraine back into its orbit. It went badly wrong, but I don't think Vladimir Putin has given up on that idea.
Russia also holding its own presidential election scheduled in March. Wall Street takes Monday off for New Year's Day. Trading will resume on Tuesday. This is SRN News. A challenge to America's churches.
Sports gaming is taking the nation by storm, and addiction experts say it's only a matter of time before a new wave of gambling addicts begins to crash upon America's shores. Janet Jacobs of Gambling Recovery Ministries tells Christianity Today that churches should be preparing themselves right now, adding that, quote, there really is very little in terms of faith-based outreach to problem gamblers and their loved ones. Some predict the gambling problem will rival the opioid epidemic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A battle over religious freedom continues in Minnesota. Attorneys for a woman who was denied emergency contraception in 2019 have told the Minnesota Court of Appeals that the Christian pharmacist who refused to fill the prescription discriminated against her. A lawyer for the pharmacist says his client was acting on his religious beliefs. Last year, a jury ruled in favor of the pharmacist. This is SRN News. A violent carjacking in Nevada.
Authorities say a man who fatally shot his mother 2 days after Christmas and set off a high-speed chase in Las Vegas has now been shot and killed by officers. Police say 36-year-old Justin Davidson was heavily armed and had stolen a police cruiser and carjacked several bystanders at gunpoint during the chase. A police official says they found evidence suggesting the suspect may very well have been planning a much larger attack. Jason Walker reporting.
Greensboro, North Carolina, off-duty police officer shot and killed over the weekend after he witnessed a crime at a gas station and approached the suspects. Sergeant Philip Dale Nix was a 23-year veteran of the Greensboro Police Department. Three men are now under arrest. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.